The next president of the United States is not going to have a chance for on-the-job training like this last one. The next president of the United States, literally, is going to have to immediately remove our forces without toppling all of our interest in the region and immediately turn to the other simmering hot spots in the world, from North Korea to Iran to a re-emerging Putin to a China that's capable of shooting down satellites to demonstrate their power to doing something about Darfur. You won't like this, but I should be straight up with you, as I always have been. That's my bad habit. I warn you, if I am your president, I will do more than talk about Darfur. I will send American troops to impose a no-fly zone in Darfur that I visited, and I will make sure that you take out the Janjaweed. There is no reasonable point why we are not imposing a no-fly zone. I visited the Air Force base in Chad. I looked at those 200,000 refugees who are dying. We have no moral right not to act. And I am so tired of having people wring their hands. I met with General Jones, a Supreme Allied Commander. 2,500 NATO troops on the ground could save tens of thousands of lives. Stop whining. Act.